the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him, and everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need, which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willst, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah. Today is Eid and Happy Eid. Today is the birthday anniversary of Imam Hassan Askari, Shia's 11th Imam. Congratulations to all Shia brothers and sisters. Welcome to today's special.
يا من أتيت فزدت حبنا أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Celebrate.
Today's Sunday is the 8th of Rabiul Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of Aban, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 14th of November, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Dear Shia Muslim brothers and sisters, accept our congratulations on the birthday anniversary of our 11th Imam, Imam Hassan Askari.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid wa barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد
Imam Hassan al-Askari, the 11th Holy Imam. Imam Hassan al-Askari was born in Medina, in Iraq. He was called al-Askari in connection with the district of Askar in the city of Samarra, in which he, the Imam, and his father, Imam al-Hadi, alayhi salam, were imprisoned by the Abbasid caliphs. The Holy Imam was born and brought up under the care of his father, who was well known for his divinely inspired knowledge and good acts, and from him he learned the best of morals, the abundance of knowledge, the spirit of belief, and the good merits of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all. Various narrations are given concerning the leadership of Imam Hassan al-Askari, peace be upon him, and the issue of his leadership appeared during the period of his holy father, Imam Ali al-Hadi, peace be upon him. Sheikh Mufid, one of the Shia's greatest scholars, narrated on the authority of Abu Bakr Fahfaki, Abu al-Hassan al-Hadi, peace be upon him, wrote me, Abu Muhammad, my son, is the soundness of the family of Muhammad in excellence and the firmest of them in proof. He is the eldest of my surviving sons. He is the successor. To him end the bonds of leadership or emanate and Allah's. Whatever you used to ask me about, ask him. With him, you find what you are in need of. Today's special congratulates all Muslim brothers and sisters on the birthday anniversary of Imam Hassan al-Askari, peace be upon him.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the graceful birth anniversary of the 11th infallible Imam Al-Hassan Al-Askari alayhi salam. It must be first of all indicated that Imam Al-Hassan Al-Askari alayhi salam was such a personality who was the most deserving dignitary in his lifetime for all the Shias, and all Muslims venerated him, of course with the exception of the Abbasid ruling dynasty, who always cared about him and watched him because the Abbasid rulers took the few final infallible imams from Medina to Samarra in Iraq in order to keep them under their direct and constant control. It must be indicated that Imam al-Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam was so pious that Ahmad ibn Ubaidullah, who was one of the enemies of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, indicated it and asserted that Imam al-Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam was the most pious of all men in his lifetime. Muhammad al-Shakiri indicates that Imam al-Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam was so pious that his piety and his constant prayers to and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala influenced even the jail keepers and those people who were supposed to watch him. At the same time, we find that such a kind of influence was exerted by the seventh infallible Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam. At the same time, we find that Imam al-Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam was the most knowledgeable person in his lifetime. We find that Bakhtishu, who was a Christian medical doctor in his lifetime, asserted and confessed that the most knowledgeable person he has been in touch was none but Imam al-Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam. At the same time, we find that Imam al-Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam had a very important merits, and that is, he's the father of the last and final infallible Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Thank you.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, in your hearts. A day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Imam's worship. History is replete with news and narrations which talk about the Imam's devotion to Allah, the asceticism and piety. Among them, one is the testimony of his opponent, Ubaidullah ibn Khagan, for his son. Describing Imam Hasan al-Askari, he told his son, "My son, if the imamate was to be taken from our caliphs, the family of Banu Abbas, none of the Banu Hashim would be more entitled to it than him, Imam Hasan al-Askari." Khulaini quoted another narrations which talk about the Imam's worship, asceticism, and how he spent his time in prison praising, worshipping, and devoting himself to Allah, to the extent that he, the Imam, even had an impact on his own jailer and said, "The Abbasids went to Saleh ibn Wasif when Abu Muhammad Hasan al-Askari, peace be on him, was imprisoned. They told him, 'Be hard on him, don't give him any ease.' 'What can I do with him?' Saleh told him, 'I entrusted him two most evil men I found. These two men became men of worship, prayer, and fasting to an amazing extent. When they are called by the authority of the questioned for not doing anything to harm the Imam, they answered, 'What can we say about as men who fast in the day and stands in prayer at night, who does not speak and occupies himself with nothing except worship?' Today's special offers its congratulations to dear brothers and sisters on birthday anniversary of Shia's 11th Imam, Imam Hasan al-Askari, peace be upon him.
بنور العيد جانا فيه فرحتنا
أبلغاكم طيبين والسعادة بالأحبة وهم معانا عايدون يا عساهم عايدين باركوا يا حباب نور العيد جاء.
Imam Hassan al-Askari preached and advised his Shias by saying, "Fear Allah, be good and do not be bad. Attract every love to us and keep any obscenity away from us, because whatever good is said about us, we deserve it, and whatever bad is said about us is not in us. We have a right in the Book of Allah, kinship to the Messenger of Allah, and purification from Allah that no one other than us claims but a liar. Mention Allah excessively and remember death. Recite the Quran and send peace and blessings on the Prophet, because the sending of blessings on the Prophet has 10 good deeds. Keep in mind what I have recommended you. I pray to Allah to protect you. I bid you farewell and send peace on you."
Imam Hassan al-Askari, the 11th Imam of Ahlul Bayt, was born in the year 232 after Hijrah and poisoned in the year 260 after Hijrah. Despite having lived for only 28 years, Imam Hassan al-Askari left a profound impact on both the general Muslim community and the loyal Shia followers of the Ahlul Bayt at the time, and his impact continues to this very day. Along with his father, Imam al-Hadi, Imam al-Askari was forced to migrate from Medina, the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, to Samarra in order to be under the watchful eyes of the Abbasi Caliph. After the martyrdom of Imam al-Hadi in the year 254 after Hijrah, Imam Hassan al-Askari took on the role of Imamah and guiding the believers. As an Imam of the Muslims, Imam al-Askari defended the Islamic values from the various misconceptions of the time. When a man by the name of Ibn Ishaq al-Kindi authored a book on the contradictions of the Quran, Imam al-Hassan al-Askari managed to change his negative view to a positive one with just a few words. The man was convinced that the Quran had no contradictions and abandoned his project. Imam al-Askari educated the Shias on upholding Islamic values and what it really means to be a Shia. He emphasized the importance of ethics and morality. He stressed that it was in our honesty, loyalty, and interactions with others that we could best follow in the path of the Ahlul Bayt. Due to the limited freedom that Imam al-Askari had, he would communicate with his followers through deputies who would relay his message to his followers. The circumstances became so difficult for the Shia that he would tell them, "If you see me in the street, don't say salam to me or don't acknowledge me, because if you do, the authorities would arrest either one of us." By ordering the Shia to communicate with the Imam through writing letters and delivering them to his deputies, Imam al-Askari was actually preparing the Shia for the occultation of Imam al-Mahdi, whose only method of communication with his followers was through his deputies.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Again, we express our congratulations on the birthday anniversary of our 11th Imam, Imam Hassan Askari, peace be upon him. Have a happy Eid, happy day, and be safe in the protection of the Almighty Allah.
Allah, Muhammad Rasulullah, alayhi salatu wa salam. food for thought.
Hello, dear friends, and let us contemplate on a gem of an advice from the Holy Prophet's 11th infallible successor, Imam Hassan Askari, peace be upon him, whose blessed birthday anniversary we're celebrating today. Know that coyness has a certain extent, and if it is exceeded, it shall turn to weakness. Generosity has a certain extent, and if it is exceeded, it shall be extravagance. Economy has a certain extent, and if it is exceeded, it shall be stinginess. And courage has a certain extent, and if it is exceeded, it shall be recklessness.
Join us in this journey, IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Mawlana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. First and foremost, we'd like to congratulate the Imam of the Time, Imam Sahib al-Asri wal-Zaman, on this being the birth anniversary of his beloved father, Imam al-Asqari alayhi salam. And then we send our felicitations and congratulations to all the Shia on this being the birth of the 11th Holy Imam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that by the right of this Imam, by the right of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, by the right of a father over a son, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hastens the reappearance of Imam al-Sahib al-Asri wa al-Zaman, that the Eidi and the gift that we are given today via the right of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam is the return and the reappearance of our Imam, Imam al-Sahib al-Asri wa al-Zaman, so that we may be able to visit the house of the Imam. Something, you know, that we should continuously repeat to our dear listeners, that the ziyarah that we do in Samarra, some of us have been, some of us have not been, may Allah grant all of us the ability to do so and visit the two Imams who are buried there. It's actually the house of Imam alayhi salam. It is the house that belonged to Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. Hence it is a house that belongs to the sahib of the time, the owner of the time, Imam al-Sahib al-Asr wa-Zaman. Then may we get the chance to go and visit that particular place in ease, in security, in safety, insha'Allah. So this being the birth of the Imam alayhi salam, we mention a tradition that has been reported from the Imam alayhi salam himself. So Imam al-Askari alayhi salam is reported to have said that do not let preoccupation with a sustenance that is guaranteed. So we all know that our risk from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guaranteed as long as we produce or we perform certain duties that will enable us to attain it. Right? For example, if it is incumbent on me to attain certain risk for my family, or rather if a certain risk and sustenance for my family has been ordained, the minimum requirement for me is to actually go out and work so that I can attain that particular risk that has been ordained for me. Right? So working is one of those things that a person is required. He cannot sit at home and expect the risk to fall in his lap. No, that is not what the hadith means. By the next part of the hadith, this becomes clearer. That when the Imam alayhi salam says that do not let a preoccupation with a sustenance that is guaranteed avert you from an act that is incumbent. That when it is time for you to do your salah, when it is time for you to fast, I know so many people, when holy month of Ramadan comes, because of their job, because of their work, they refuse to fast. They say, oh, because this fasting will affect my work, will affect the way I perform. Your sustenance is guaranteed. Put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not going to ask you to do things that harm you, but there's a duty, and do not make excuses. There are certain people, yes, who cannot fast. It's definite. But there are those, many people who just make excuses. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who practice upon this tradition, who do our wajibats and our obligatory on its time by the right of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum. Dear listeners of this program, I'm glad to be with you as always.
Thank you, brother. Well, the audience, as you may know, this program, Let's Recite the Quran, consists of several Quranic parts. First, we're going to talk about a famous Quran reciter, and then we're going to listen to a recitation recited by that famous reciter, and after it, Brother Muhammad is going to analyze that recitation. Beside these parts, we're going to have some other interesting Quranic parts which will be presented to you. So please stay tuned. Well, today we are going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Aziz Hassan. This prominent master of Quran recitation was born in 1928 in a rural area of Egypt in Qarbiya Governorate, which is actually the birthplace of Sheikh Khalil al-Husari and Sheikh Mustafa Ismail. Although he was blind, he managed to memorize the Noble Quran completely at an early age. He was interested in the style of Sheikh Mustafa Ismail, and at first he followed his style. But after gaining more skills and expanding his experience, he mastered an independent style in reciting the Noble Quran. He entered Egyptian radio in 1964, and the world lost this star of Quran recitation in 2003. May Allah bless his soul. Dear audience, now it's time to listen to the recitation of verses 41 to 44 of Surah Al-Ghafir, recited by Muhammad Abdul Aziz Hassan. Let's enjoy it.
وَيَا قَوْمِ مَا لِي أَدْعُوكُمْ إِلَى النَّجَاةِ وَتَدْعُونَنِي إِلَى النَّارِ تَدْعُونَنِي لِأَكْفُرَ بِاللَّهِ وَأُشْرِكَ به ما ليس لي به علم وأشرك به ما ليس لي به علم وأنا أدعوكم إلى العزيز الغفار لا جرم أنما تدعونني إليه ليس له دعوة في الدنيا ولا في الآخرة ليس له دعوة في الدنيا ولا في الآخرة وأنما ردنا إلى الله وأن المسرفين هم أصحاب النار فستذكرون ما أقول لكم وأفوض أمري إلى الله الله بصير صدق الله العلي العظيم.
كتاب الله كتاب الله كتاب الله.
Dear audience, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio. And what you just listened to was recitation of verses 41 to 44 of Surah Al-Ghafir, recited by Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Aziz Hassan. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Aziz Hassan is very good at conveying the meaning of the verses of the Quran by his mastery of the maqams, the Arabic maqams. And also he is known as Malikul Waqfi wal Ibtida, the king of the places of stopping and continuing in the Quran. And he conveys the meaning very good by this method of recitation, which everyone has to observe the rules of waqf wal ibtida. It's like, it's a rule different from tajweed, but it's also very important.
Yes,
in your recitation, where you have to stop and where you don't have to stop, from where you should continue, start reciting, and where you should stop,
in order to convey the meaning completely and correctly.
Correctly, yes. This is important, because if you stop at an appropriate place which is inappropriate, you might change the meaning completely.
Yeah.
And sometimes it could be blasphemy. Okay, let's go on to the rules of tajweed.
Good
in
idea.
These verses. Ya qawmi. We have a qaf with a fatha. Qaf is a letter of isti'la. You have to pronounce it with tafkhim at all times. It's not like the letter ra, where sometimes you pronounce it with tarqiq, and most of the time you pronounce it with tafkhim. No, it's not like that. You have to always pronounce the letters of isti'la with tafkhim. However, the letters of isti'la, they have different levels of tafkhim depending on the vowel, whether it has a sukun or not, and whether it has a long vowel.
That's right.
Okay, especially aliful mad. That's the only difference. Otherwise, wawul mad and yaul mad are just like dhamma and kasra. But for aliful mad and fatha, they're different.
Yes.
Aliful mad has more tafkhim than.
Actually, has got the most tafkhim.
Yes, the most tafkhim. And fatha has the second highest level of tafkhim.
Mm-hmm.
Ya qawmi, qawmi. You don't say qawmi. Qawmi with too much tafkhim. Just you open your mouth, not too much vertically, a little bit. Okay, ya qawmi.
And you fill the mouth with your tongue.
Yes, you raise the root of the tongue. Okay,
qawm.
Mali ad'ukum. We have qalqala of the letter dal.
Ad'ukum.
The dal should be pronounced with qalqala, meaning when you pronounce the dal, you should make sure that the articulators retract. They don't stay there. Okay, you don't.
That's right.
Keep the articulators in the place of articulation of that letter. Okay, ad'ukum. Right when you pronounce dal, you allow the articulators to retract.
Next
okay.
point.
Ilan nar. Ila and nar turns into ilan nar. We have a long vowel
becoming short,
becoming a short vowel, because there is a hamzatul wasl after the long vowel. Ilan nar. We don't say ilan nar. It's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
So it turns into a short vowel, and then we have the ghunna of the noon. The next verse, verse 42, li'akfura. The kaf, Sheikh Hassan pronounced very well with the sound, the particular sound of kaf, which is a letter of shiddah and also hams.
voiceless.
It's and voiceless plosive. And plosive. لِأَكْفُرَ.
And it is without قَلْقَلَ.
Yes, without قَلْقَلَ. Okay, let's go on to verse number 43. The word دَعْوَ, the عَيْن was pronounced correctly by Sheikh Hassan. Very well. Because عَيْن has to be pronounced with تَوَسُّط.
Yes.
With intermediate level of, amount of timing.
Compared to the plosives and weak fricatives.
Which are the letters of Rakhawa and Shidda. Shidda are the plosives, Rakhawa are the weak fricatives.
Mm-hmm.
Ayn is not a weak fricative.
It's a fricative.
It's a rather strong fricative.
Mm-hmm.
Darwa.
The five letters, I think, are Linonar, five letters of Tarasso.
Yeah, but all of them are not fricatives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In fact, only Ayn is a fricative.
Mm-hmm.
Dar wat won fi. We have ikhfa of nun sakina here. This is a tanween, but it has the same rule as nun sakina because it ends with the nun sakina. And the rule that we have to apply is ikhfa of nun sakina. Dar wat won fi. We approximate the place of articulation of fa. And which is the upper front teeth and the lower lip. We bring the upper front teeth close to the lower lip, and at the same time, we make a nasal sound for two vowel counts. Of course, you should not do it gradually. You have to do it quickly. Yes. If you say da'watun fi, that's incorrect. Da'watun fi, it should be immediate, quick.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق فيه محاسن الأخلاق هو القرآن
The Ocean of Dua
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Allahumma inni ataqarrabu ilayka bidhikrak wa astashfi'u bika ila nafsak wa as'aluka bijudika an tudniyani min qurbak توزعني شكرك وأن تلهمني ذكرك. اللهم إني أسألك سؤال خاضع متذلل خاشع أن تسامحني وترحمني وتجعلني بقسمك راضيا قانعا.
Dear listeners, as you have been previously with us, the part of Kumail's application under discussion was the part where Imam, the commander of the believers, says, وَأَسْأَلُكَ بِجُودِكَ أَن تُدْنِيَنِي مِنْ قُرْبِكَ, and I ask you through your munificence to bring me nearer to your mercy, وَأَن تُوزِعَنِي شُكْرَكَ, and to bless me with gratitude to you, وَأَن تُلْهِمَنِي ذِكْرَكَ, and to inspire me with your remembrance. Imam Ali alayhi salam is asking the Almighty Allah these three positions which belong to the devoted ones: the position of nearness, the position of gratitude, and that of remembrance. So Imam Ali alayhi salam is undoubtedly aware of the fact that it is not possible to reach all these stations but only through Almighty Allah's benevolence and His mercy, and that's why he's asking the Almighty Allah through His munificence and mercy. To reach the station of nearness, one must be complete servant. When the servant moves toward his Lord through worshipping and obedience, he gets subjected to Almighty Allah's mercy and glorious names for each step that he takes forward. And that's why the Almighty Allah says, أَجْعَلَكَ مِثْلِي تَقُلْ لِشَيْءٍ كُنْ فَيَكُنْ, I will turn you to an example of myself, and then you will be like me. When you say be to something, it becomes existent immediately. And the interesting thing regarding this journey of the servant is that the Almighty Allah's mercy approaches the servant considerably faster than the servant's approach towards him. And that's why we have in some of the traditions that the Almighty Allah says, مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ شِبْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا, when one approaches me as far as a span, I would approach him as far as a cubit. وَمَنْ أَتَانِي مَشْيًا أَتَيْتُ إِلَيْهِ هَرْوَلَةً, and if he walks to me, then I will run to him.
Oh Allah, I seek to draw myself nearer to you through your invocation, and I pray to you to intercede on my behalf, and I beg you by your benevolence to draw me nearer to you and grant thankfulness towards you, and inspire me to remember and to invoke you. O Allah, I ask you, begging submissively, humbly, and awe-strickenly, to treat me with clemency and mercy, and to make me pleased and content with what you have granted me, and cause me to be modest and unassuming in all circumstances. Oh Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme, and who supplicates his knees to you, and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. O Allah, great is your kingdom, and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues.
the result of worship and obedience is nearness to Allah. In fact, in better terms, to be precise, the very true meaning of worshipping and obedience is nearness to Almighty Allah. So in fact, it could be said that Imam alayhi salam is asking the Almighty Allah to allow him, to give him the mercy to truly worship him. And this is the position of Almighty Allah's favorite servants, which is considered as a high position in Quranic verses and in the traditions. To the insightful people, all deeds and attributes of Almighty Allah's favorite servants are transient when they run a comparison between them and Almighty Allah's. Their speech is a ray of His divine speech, and their will is Almighty Allah's will. This view is based on a significant divine tradition narrated by the Holy Prophet ﷺ. Like this, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقُولُ لَا يَزَالُ عَبْدٌ يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ فَأَكُونُ أَنَا سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ. The Almighty says, my favorite servant seeks nearness to me through nafila, which is the recommended prayers, to the extent that I would love him. فَأَكُونُ أَنَا سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ. This way, I become his ear to hear. وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ. I become his eye to see. وَلِسَانَهُ الَّذِي يَنْطِقُ بِهِ. I become his tongue to talk. وَقَلْبَهُ الَّذِي يَعْقِلُ بِهِ. And his heart to think. فَإِذَا دَعَانِي أَجَبْتُهُ وَإِذَا سَأَلَنِي أَعْطَيْتُهُ. So, when he calls me, I would answer him. And when he requests me, I would grant him. When we have a look at the verse of the Holy Quran that says, أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. One of the conditions of the acceptance of prayers is that we move further on from the obligatory prayers, as this tradition suggests. We'll talk about the nearness position more in the next program. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I would like to offer you my warm welcomes on today's edition of the program, The Ship of Salvation, another episode on the life of the Ahlul Bayt. Today we come to you on a very auspicious occasion, which marks the birthday anniversary of the father of the Imam of our time, Imam Hassan Al-Askari alayhi salam. Please accept my sincere congratulations. I'm Fatima Shamili. Today I have the honor of being once again with my father, Dr. Abbas Ali Shamili, who is the honorable guest of today's show. I would like to say salam alaikum to you and welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam to yourself and to all brothers and sisters in faith.
I would like to give you a brief introduction of Dr. Shamili. He has studied in the Islamic Seminary in Qom for more than 30 years. He's taught in the Islamic Seminary in Qom for over 20 years. He has a PhD in Culture and Values in Education from McGill University, Canada. And at the moment, he's a staff member of Al-Mustafa International University in Qom. Dr. Shamili, welcome and thank you very much for joining us on today's The Ship of Salvation. As you know, today marks the birthday anniversary of the Imam of our time, Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam. And the life of Imam Hassan al-Askari is actually one of my favorites because as a child, you know, when you hear the life of Imam Hassan al-Askari, the way he gets married and what happens to how his wife comes to him, and it's truly an inspiring story. And I would like to here use the opportunity and advertise this animation that is made about the life of Imam Hassan al-Askari, the Princess of Rome. It's made in the form of animation for children, but I enjoyed watching it more than my son. So I recommend that you watch it, and it's truly awe-inspiring how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes and it happens. So you can maybe give us a brief introduction about the Imam, and then I'll get started with my questions.
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I need to express my greetings and also happiness to all brothers and sisters for the valuable, happy, and inspiring occasion of the birthday of the father of the Imam of our time, Imam Hassan ibn Ali al-Askari. He was entitled as Askari. And Askari means the one who lived in an army state, mm-hmm. army place, special state of army. Because he was under supervision and under watching of three major Abbasid caliphs of his time. The last one was Mu'tamid Abbasi. So he was entitled as Askari, Zaki, Hadi, Siraj, and Rafiq. And his very special title is Al-Makhsus bi Karamatihi Al-Khas, the one who is unique and special for the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he was the conveyor of the seal of the imamate of the whole philosophy of creation. So, he is the father of Imam Muhammad al-Mahdi ajallallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif. Very interesting that Imam Askari was a very beautiful kunya called Abu Muhammad ibn al-Rida. So, he was born on year 232 AH, 8th of Rabi al-Thani. 8th of Rabi al-Thani, 232. And he was martyred, put in death, on 8th of